let's choose a candidate, the first candidate by random, who is going to answer the question. Candidate number six, Mr. Sayed Amir Hossein Ghazizadeh Hashemi. And let's question number six. Question number six is to be asked. The unrestrained rise in prices has led to chaos in the system and led to a rise in middlemen and all that. And this condition has imposed problems on customers and on users, and also has created problems for industry and agriculture. What will your administration do in order to regulate the distribution system and eliminate the middlemen?
Let me say hello again to the great people of Iran. To rectify issues and to correct things, you should have a comprehensive look. When you talk about the bringing the inflation under control as the main source of the issues in the country, inflation has caused unemployment because production is gone. Inflation has brought inequality. That's why immigration is taking place. Inflation rate has caused the families from taking shape, the marriage age has gone up, and lots of other issues that inflation has been responsible for. But when we look at the structure of creating inflation in the country, all the bodies have had a role in shaping up the inflation. The budget deficit, the monetary sector of the country, the issue of bank, the central bank, and the structure of the banking in our country, be it government bank or private banks, the issue of creation of liquidity, the distribution system, the infrastructure, and the production, the wrong structures. There are lots of impediments that impede the inexpensive commodities for users and consumers. For years, we have been using subsidized foreign exchange, and this, of course, has been given the name of the people, $30 million only in one case. Unfortunately, it was called the interventionist foreign exchange rate, which was given. We don't know where it went. So from the source point to the source of origin to destination, everything should be overseen and managed. Now, our government sees everything in the form of the chain of provision. Now, since the time when imports is being made, since the raw material is being purchased, until the people's bread on the table, we should emphasize the whole picture. I mean, the government should only take part. It should not take control. The government only takes part. People also participate. The government delegates to the people. Popular organizations are formed, and then they function in their own capacity. They manage all the production sectors. Now, the government does not enter a pigeon in three, only in three areas, in the guaranteed purchase of certain staples, secondly, in the paying the subsidy and of the final consumer, and also the third one, the price of tariff to support domestic production. If we move toward guilds and unions, but the unions, the capacity inside the country is sufficient to function and manage things instead of the government. I mean, and what happened to the chicken meat? I just mentioned that the producers of chicken came to us, and you know that we have 2.5 times more of our domestic production. We have able to produce 2.5 times more than our domestic consumption. They said, let us manage everything from A to Z. You shouldn't be worried as to what's going to happen or anything would go wrong. Only 30% below the market price, we can have the real price for the consumer. We saw that regarding beef. When we corrected the foreign exchange, the prices fell. It was only a rent, and we're looking for different people, the rent seekers. So there are 20 programs of lines that I have in my government in order to rectify and correct things in the country briefly. And then Tel Aviv will also mention that more. One serious issue is that in the 4 years, the inflation will be brought under 5%. 4.5 houses will be provided to the 3 deciles without paying any advance money. They can return the money in 30 years. Yeah, we should do something so that nobody faces malnutrition in the country. We'll have Ministry of Family for marriage, for sustainability, for rearing children. We'll have a special fund for families, for each youth, for marriage, housing, and employment. Will pay 500 million tomans in funds. We'll have a unified system of taxation, insurance, and supported system. Instead of having several bodies with different, we'll have one same thing. We'll distribute things as per capita. I explained the city and town powers that will give the all powers of government to those cities and counties. We'll have a meritocracy system based on the standards that are set and clear and transparent. Executives are appointed with the opinion of the people. We'll have the national Qanat system in Iran in order to provide for water in Iran. We also have the Iranian loop system. The Shasta and also the teachers, the funds will be given to the people, the teachers and themselves. The stock exchange issue will be solved as to
yes.
In overnight you cannot put the people to trouble on the first stock exchange, the same way that you got the money out of
thank
the
Los Angeles. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let's choose the next candidate. Candidate number four, Mr. Sayed Ebrahim Raisi. You have 5 minutes to answer this question, and I'm going to choose that question randomly. Question number seven. This is question number seven to be asked. The unknown coronavirus disease on the world stage has affected all aspects of human life. Now that it seems that this disease is being managed to some extent, what programs do you have for the post-corona era in terms of businesses, culture, education, and also lifestyles as well as social relations, which have been seriously affected by this disease? The floor is yours.
In the name of God. Speaking of the health system, we have two problems despite the great deal of efforts that have been made, and I should pay homage to the valuable efforts by physicians, nurses, the health staff, and the staff of the ministry, so they have been on the front line. But so many people were harmed due to the coronavirus pandemic, businesses have been harmed, and that has caused serious economic problems. In the health system, there are two problems that should be dealt with. One is the issue of conflict of interest. It's not just the conflict. The conflict of interest is not just limited to this sector. One who is in charge of the housing sector, he is also one of the contractors. He cannot make the right decision. Or you see a person in the educational field, he wants to make a decision, but he also has a nonprofit school himself. That makes decisions more complicated because there's the issue of conflict of interest. The same is true about the health sector. The interest must be set aside, and one of the issues that must be fundamentally dealt with is to either minimize or eliminate conflict of interest. There's talk of rent or corruption. That's a separate issue, but there's the matter of conflict of interest. Another point is monopoly. Access to every person must have access to physicians, and some people, in order to have to come to the capital of a travel to the capital of a province or travel to Tehran in order to just be visited by a specialist. So, so many persons have been harmed, and that also includes businesses. For example, the tourism sector has been seriously harmed. That includes other sectors. Some businessmen have been seriously harmed, and shopkeepers have been harmed, and tenants have been harmed. And so we should think about the post-coronavirus era, and it's not, for example, we can offer loans. for unemployment. But instead of that, the people should have the feeling that there has been fundamental measures that are going to be taken with respect to those businesses harmed by the coronavirus pandemic. So this is a basic problem that has caused a problem and has caused concern amongst the people. Allow me to mention another point, and that is in connection with the coronavirus, despite all the efforts that have been made, I believe that with respect to preventing losses inflicted on the people and also with regard to the health and treatment activities, there is the inspection organization has addressed the issue, has examined the issue, including the health sector and also the harms inflicted on different sectors. It shows that in some cases we come across lack of prudence. If there was a more prudent approach, there would have been less losses inflicted on the people. Let me mention another point, a list that was mentioned by Mr. Hemmatia. It's very surprising. The young people, the people who are watching this, if he had this responsibility to present the list, why didn't he do his obligation, and why is he doing it in this televised debate? It's like a list related to the export currency. And I asked how come the list is not presented, and he said that I will announce the remaining members of the list, and that includes $100, $200, $1,000, and whatever, whoever is indebted has been included. So those who, and this must be resolved through barter, and this is lack of prudence.
Yes.
To make the matter a judicial one, these are incorrect measures, and they want both, and want the
Thank
people
you
to
very much.
Trust as well.
Let's choose the next candidate. Candidate number 5, Mr. Mehralizadeh. You have 5 minutes to answer the question which we have chosen randomly, question number 2. This is question number 2. Some shareholders, especially in recent months, have suffered losses on the stock exchange. In order to stabilize the market and re-win people's trust in this market, what programs do you have for that? You have 5 minutes.
Well, you see, stock exchange is one of the best possible markets to draw in investment. You know, when the money is amassed there, it moves toward production. So one of the basic problems of ours is the issue of production. And we should have a boost in production. We need that. And also we should funnel all the cash flow toward production, the production sector. But what's happened, unfortunately, last year, in early spring, was that for whatever reason, that I think was not a good reason, the government intervened in the Bursa stock exchange market. Those who own the major stocks that play a determining role in the prices of their stocks, in coordination with one another, and also, in my opinion, in a coordination with the government, they came to the fore and took to the stage, and they encouraged the people to put their money to the stock exchange market. They got all the money they could get from the people, but that money was not led toward production. Sometimes, in a bubble form, the price of a stock multiplied several times, and that rise basically brought profit for big stakeholders and stockholders. And later on, when those bubbles burst, the prices and got back to the real levels and the people made losses. And this is among the points that I mentioned. This is the least social issue, has the potential to change into a predicament and a conundrum, and that's what happened. As far as I know, the government had to get some $200 million from the National Development Fund to convert it to reals and to make up for losses for the people. All the three measures, the first, the second, and the third one, all the three were wrong. I think that the stock exchange market should be left to its own authorities. I mean, the government should not intervene. It's at a time that is called the market break and failure. And that happens when a certain thing like a crisis that happened in the U.S., that financial, the government helped the banks to avoid bankruptcy. And this is what happened also in the housing sector. So the stock exchange market should be assigned, should be left to the people in charge, and the government should have the least possible role. On the other hand, if we have 70-75% of the economy that's in the hands of the government, if we also could see into that, and the major stakeholders affiliated to big bodies and organizations, military or non-military, if they play no role here, definitely the stock market will have a favorable situation, and that's on the basis of what's happening on the international front. Also, the same thing should happen in our market. Now, as for investment rights, I should say, and production also in our country, it's a good idea to inform the people about this. Now, our gross domestic product is $500 million a year. In the U.S. is $22,000 billion. In China, it's $16,000 billion. And in Europe, in all 12,000, you see 12, 16, 22, makes up 50,000 billion compared to $500 billion. That means 100 times as much as our GDP. So this is the table, the GDP of different countries in the world. And you can see also there's a pie chart under there. Now the question is, we want to make an investment, we want to have a boost in investment, we want to produce, we want to sell in international markets and to sell in regional markets. Well, yes, we can, by making efforts in the region to have a market niche, Mr. Jalli said $20 billion, so I say $50 billion can be our market share. But that requires us to have good interactions and relations with the world. Our economy is also politicized. Our policy has dominated the economy. We need to save and salvage the economy. And foreign policy, including the issue of sanctions, FATF, and other issues, definitely should be at the end, at the service of the economy.
Thank you very much. Let's choose the next candidate randomly. Candidate number one, Mr. Jalili. You have 5 minutes to answer this question. Question number five. This is question number five. Despite the innovations made in the previous administrations, people still are facing the bureaucratic system in the government institutions and the lack of the necessary monitoring, and they go through a lot of red tape in order to get licenses, in order to start a business, and even they are delayed when they want to get a simple answer, and they get the runaround in these government departments, and sometimes in order to get their job done, they need to go through illegal channels. If you become president, what measures will you adopt in order to tackle this major concern, and how will you put an end to this delay? And yes, the floor is yours.
On the first day of Mr. Rouhani's election, I had a meeting with him, and I told him that if you want to pursue your own objectives, the way is to just make the government operate, and we do have plans it's not just to change the structure, the mechanisms must become activated, and that is based on this type of approach that you have. You want to run the country on a daily basis, or do you have a plan to define a mission for the organs, and they should fulfill the set objectives? So if you tell every body and organ to create job opportunities, it has to take steps in order to fulfill the objective. The second point I wish to mention is that as a person who has been involved in foreign policy for the past 33 years, I can explicitly say that there's a possibility for extensive interaction with the world, particularly with regard to economic relationship. It is possible, but these people cannot. Iraq was given as an example. We have $12 billion of economic interaction, and $10 billion are related to the private sector, and the $2 billion related to the state sector. It's not feasible. This is a shortcoming. What I'm trying to say is that if the government and the president are aware of the plan, it will realize what are the constraints. We had a meeting with the Guild of Cooperatives, and they said that there's no problem with a relationship with foreigners. And one of them said that we have exports to 11 countries regarding FATF, and I'm explicitly saying this. I'm decisively saying that signing the conventions will be of no use, and I'm prepared to defend this and just take part in a debate. The FATF statement says that if you sign it, then I will define the next step. The statement by FATF says that you have done 39, you have fulfilled 39 objectives, and FATF accepts only 16 ones. And you don't know, are not aware of this. The president must know and adopt firm decisions. And based on JCPOA, we should make demands. And we have paid the price for that, and we should make demands today. And when you are saying that Iran has fulfilled all the obligations and you are just suspending the nation's assets, so who is the one who can pursue these objectives? The one who is aware of international issues and also domestic issues. I was an expert in a government institution. I became a deputy manager and so on. I know what is going on in this path, an order by the, what will happen to the president's order, and how an expert can make a delay, and when there's no coordination. I have had tens of meetings at the National Security Council, and we were discussing how in the case of lack of coordination, the whole process will be hampered. So if the people want to elect a president today, the president must be aware of world issues. He must be aware of foreign policy in the next 4 years. It should be an economic-based foreign policy. It should be a foreign policy whose mission has been defined, and it must have a role in the country's exports. And there must be a solution for that. Otherwise, a single pretext would be enough to stop you working. So I'm telling the Iranian nation, no, regardless of who has been elected in the U.S. and what is that convention, nothing, no pretext must stop the economic progress of the country. And no, there should be no pretext inside the country. If a decision is made, and there should be no pretext for just hampering the realization of that decision.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let's choose the next candidate randomly. Candidate number 7, Mr. Rezaei. You have 5 minutes to answer this question, which is chosen randomly. Question number 4. This is question number 4. The marriage of young people and creating the condition, necessary conditions for the young people to get married. Based on the Constitution, every measure should be taken in order to ease procedures for raising a family and getting married. If you become president, what are your programs in order to encourage the youth to get married on time, and what facilities will you provide them?
Well, yes. The issue of the youths in our country. I call the youth, you know, the saviors of Iran. They're the most precious capital of ours in the revolution during the whole of defense days. Anytime we paid attention to the youth and solved the problems, anytime we asked for their participation, they did great things. Now our youth are seriously facing big problems. In the first place, they have no jobs. They are uncertain about their future. They want to get hitched. They don't have any home. They want to get married. They have no jobs. So they are at a loss. Therefore, the largest capital of ours that saves the country, I mean, that savior itself is in need of being saved. Now, in the first place, we start with the government. Now, our government is a combination of youth and people, well-seasoned and experienced people. The government of action and change will intermingle the first generation and second generation experiences with the energy, mixes it with the energy and fervor of generation 3 and 4. That's the youth. So we hit two birds with one stone. In the first place, we unleash this huge energy. We solve the youth's problems and those of the country. And more importantly is that the youths of the third and fourth generation that are experiences are transferred to, from among them, tens of thousands of rulers and governors will be trained in the provincial centers. I have a school of future rulers. I will establish those schools. So we should pay special attention to the youth, be it the governing of the country, to tackle their own problems. Now, for the youth to get married, in the first place, they need jobs. They need a home. So the youth's housing, there's this campaign regarding Iranian housing, house construction campaign. There are two aspects to this. One of them is production, builders, construction of project performance, and also we have the demand. And those who purchase the homes. Now, for the builders, we connect them to the investment market, and the purchaser of the youths that are going to get married, we can get them connected to the banks. So all the banks in the country will be duty bound. Any newlywed couple, if they bring 10% deposit for 90%, the bank will give them a loan. On the other hand, we will give them a plot of land. The government will provide them with free land, and we would prolong their installment plan so that they get payback easily. We have 65,000 master's degree holder and doctoral degree holders that are out of job. So we have this mechanism that we have experienced that in the Expedition Council on a pilot project. It was a good result. We will make them join that website, and the first day my government is established, they will have different groupings, economy, let's say technology, engineering, whatever, and they start looking at the requirements of the ministry. They do the research work, and the research will be sent into the ministries, or other ministries, and we pay them wages. And little by little, when we get to know more about their talents and skills, we will let them have jobs in different businesses, and we create jobs for them. As for the previous issue, I should say that our government will definitely take the JCPOA seriously. We'll force America to adopt a real diplomacy, not the diplomacy that we should beg for on paper. U.S. should have, should be forced to have Israel diplomacy to make good on this commitment. But the main point is that the country will not be kept waiting for negotiation. That's not what I'm going to do. The country will be starting producing employment and jobs when Americans feel that we have the formula of progress during the times of sanctions, as we were under harsh sanctions and were able to stand on our own feet, and with the help of people, we liberated our land. When Americans make sure that we are on our own, they will come to us and they will beg to us that, okay, let's sit down and let's do negotiations. So, negotiations are important, but to activate the field is important. JCPOA is an international commitment. Leader of the Islamic Revolution has ratified it. We'll definitely follow that so that the commitments of the European governments and the American government will be.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Your microphone is off. Thank you. Let's choose the next candidate. Candidate number three, Mr. Hemmati. You have 5 minutes to answer question number three. Question number three to be asked. A balance between economic activities of women and family values. The principal policy of the establishment is to tap into the potentialities of women and use them to solve the country's problems and attach importance to family values. What formulas would you use in order to establish this balance, especially at a time when this balance has been upset for women?
The issue of women and their activities is of great importance, and we should pay close attention to the issue. Women constitute 50% of the country's population, and unfortunately, not sufficient attention has been paid to their status. Many of them are educated, they need jobs. Grants must be paved in the society. There should be necessary security in the society, and equal opportunities must be given to women, and that includes jobs, athletic activities, and social activities. Our problem in this regard is that we do not give equal job opportunities. I'm not saying equal job opportunities, even it's not 30%. So that's been one of my policies, and also the educated women who want to become entrepreneurs. That's a serious problem they face. The micro finance and the micro loans can be provided, so that can be allocated to female entrepreneurs. And the women who have the custodians of the families, they are also having problems. And the plan I have, and that will be allocated to the underprivileged, that includes 1 million to months for every household, and that is through a targeted oriented handouts given to these households. So I have major plans for women, and they should be on the front line of social and economic activities in the country. Let me mention a few points. Mr. Raisi said that, why did you give me the list now? We have given this to you before, and the cases are there at the judiciary, and some of the cases have not made progress. And you said, how come you are not announcing the list? It's not related to me. It belongs to the past. And if you deem it necessary, you can just announce the list. I think Mr. Jalili is joking. He's saying that 200 countries do not know Mr. Jalili, only you and North Korea say that FATF is of no use. 200 countries have no wisdom about this. This is aimed at preventing money laundering, to prevent terrorism. Why are you acting in such a way that our business would be introduced as money launderers or terrorists in the world? So allow the country to breathe. Since I didn't really have time and I've been campaigning in the past week, and Mr. Raisi has been campaigning in the past 2 years, Mr. Raisi, you said something in an encrypted form. This is a question I want to ask the people here. Do you know what is a secure internet? That means to close the Instagram, and for every business you should get a permit. That will destroy several million jobs. To categorize the internet, to make rations with respect to internet access. So we should not make decisions for the people. This is not North Korea. Our courageous minister, Mr. Azari Jahrami, is summoned to the court every day. How come your representatives at the committee called for shutting down Instagram? Like the case of Tabari, to say that the villas and the land plots have been gifted to him by his friends. Why are they still free? You speak of women and their rights in such a way as if the people don't know, that are not aware of your records, and no measure has been taken at the Committee for the Promotion of Female Judges. What is your approach towards the views of Mr. Alam al-Hoda concerning women? And to what extent are women under pressure at the courts? And you did not say that you oppose the morality police. Do you agree with that or not?
Thank you very much. Well, naturally, the last candidate is candidate number two, Mr. Zakani, and he will answer question number one. This is question number one to be asked. This question is about the tackling sanctions and neutralizing sanctions as the enemy bears animosity towards us, and the performance of the Americans shows that they are not determined to lift the sanctions. You will make efforts to lift sanctions, but what measures will you adopt to neutralize the sanctions in such a way that it will not create more problems for the country?
The first thing that I would do is the wrong approach of the current administration will be changed into a right one. And the right one is that we will rely on domestic potential and capabilities. That's what we'll bear in mind. We will use all the regional and international opportunities as well. Inside the country, there are certain capabilities regarding the production. They are unprecedented. They're unique. And it sets the stage for us to, for instance, in the housing sector with 130,000 old buildings and unofficial residences, and given the need for housing in rail, for example, and other infrastructure, given the north-south corridor, $30 billion. It will have money for us in the oil and gas and petrochemical industry. It will bring us more than $40 billion if the downstream industries are activated. Plants produce 8.1 billion tons in polymer, for instance, 10 million tons in the chemical sector. That's the baking capacity. We will resolve all the resources and unemployment. As for new technologies and mining, For instance, from 7th, we have reached the 20th in the world ranking. And the reason is because the job has been done by people who were not able to do the right, the job properly. Maybe they didn't want to, for whatever reason. So we should pay attention to domestic production, and that, on the basis of domestic production, the country will be run so that practically the sanctions will be neutralized. So whatever is in line with production will be heated. And the agriculture sector, rural sector, is a main, a pivotal point for us. And maritime industries and other points too. So the approach will change, will rely on domestic capabilities, and regarding region and the world, we will make the best use. 2 years ago, we had $1,143 billion. Our share was $23 billion. Eurasia region, for instance, Russia, Belarus, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and Armenia, $370 billion of imports they had. Iran's share was only $60 million. This is a disaster. It's a catastrophe. And if our friend who is not interested to talk to me because he's learned not to enter any discussions with me, because once he said that in the elementary school I learned this lesson, I said that I'm ready to teach you in front of your pupils that he uttered one statement rightly, and he said, Mr. Rouhani is good about everything, but he doesn't know about economy. Mr. Rouhani doesn't know about anything about economy. I accept that because he didn't know about economy. He appointed you as governor of the central bank. That's a catastrophe that you created. So we can have the right share and by reciprocal money exchange. FATF sits on the bottleneck if we want to use the dollar in money transactions. But if we use the each other's currencies, national currencies, the FATF that he was mentioning, will also lose its efficacy and will not be under any pressure. Our friends are not willing to work. So honestly, I'm telling you, frankly, people, I'm telling you, our friends are not interested to work. We can run the country the best possible way, but these people are not able to do that. So I was wondering what to do with this government. I mean, this government that's been insulting everybody around them. I found this to be contagious, and he's also calling me the bad cop. I wrote this here, a note that here, that people for people to know that these are the people who know nothing but insulting others. Well, yes, this is what I did. I don't want the people to be humiliated by standing in long, long lines to buy their staples. I'm here to listen to the people's objection. I don't want people in this situation. This is what this government has done. I'll be here to listen to the cries of the people who are tolerating the high prices so that a limited number of people make imports with the low price of the dollar that he's offering them. I hear the voice of the people of Islam.
Thank you very much.
Three times they had.
Thank you very much. Your microphone has turned off, as I said at the beginning of the second half of this debate. In this section, each of the candidates answered one question. Questions. We have another two sections. In each section, each of the candidates will have 3 minutes to express his criticism of the comments made by other candidates. And after that, again, they will have 3 minutes to sum up what was discussed in this debate. Let's choose the first candidate randomly. Candidate number 5, Mr. Mehradizadeh, you have 3 minutes to express your criticisms. The floor is yours.
Regarding the issue of diplomacy, I did mention that so if we eliminate the dominance by a politicized approach, all problems will be resolved. Whatever is said about FATF, saying that you don't know how to proceed and so on, the fact of the matter in today's society is that by climbing a wall or by making delays in FATF or the creating problems in the course of negotiations. Our country has reached a point that whatever we gain, we earn, we have to eat that very same amount. So the income we have is $6,000 for every Iranian. Based on average, we spend that and we do not have extra money for investment. Iranians have capital inside the country, outside the country. Iranians who are overseas. We have 7 million Iranians living overseas. And at least 5 million are specialists and they are rich people. We should create a secure environment for them to make investments. How can we get the technology? We are superior to neighboring countries with respect to the peripheral countries with respect to technology or capital. The capital is in the West, it's in Japan, China, Korea, India, and technologies are there. So as long as we go after tensions and adventurism in the world, the situation will be no different. To accuse the previous government or so on, the candidates were present. Mr. Raisi was also present. It's true that you were in the judiciary, but you are one of the heads, you are the head of the branch, one of the branches. And regarding the case of petrol, the wrong decision was made and it was implemented in an incorrect manner. And regarding filtering, Mr. Raisi said he has a Telegram and Instagram and so on. Now that you have become kind to the people, please issue an order to remove the filtering. Regarding those who were arrested in the case of Alban events, and their families are concerned, please ask the leader to pardon them and eliminate the concerns of the families. We should reduce the concerns. We should.
Thank you very much. The next candidate, candidate number 7, Mr. Rezaei, you have 3 minutes to express your criticism.
Well, the criticism that I have of fellow candidates is that a plan is part of management, but you cannot have others write a plan and then they stick it to the manager. The executive himself needs to have a plan, but he can finalize it with the help of his headquarters. I mean, the idea belongs to the executive, and then with the LD headquarters, they get things finalized, or else it will be the situation that we have seen in the previous government. So what matters is regarding plan and planning is that anybody who is going to run a body, no matter what level, he should think of the current problems and also have the right picture of future perspective. A friend should say, in the next 8 years, how do they see the situation, what the forecast is, and for future problems and today's problems, what solutions would they adopt? So in the next 8 years, I consider it as the most important era of the Islamic Republic. That means destiny. When on one side, we are facing great challenge threats. On the other side, we are facing great opportunities. So if the previous administrations, if their performance is repeated, Iran will be facing great risks and threats. But if we make best use of the future eight years, opportunities will be at the peak of the progress in the region. We'll make a leap forward. Now, you should have a look at the future. It should be forward-looking, or else you will do what has been repeated. You know, they're just stuck in routine activities. In the past, they were not able to forecast the issues of the population, environmental issues, also the reduction of under terrestrial waters, resources, and the novel technologies in the world, they're not able to see what's going to happen, which direction the world is going to. And ultimately, the plan that they write, they're always having a hindsight and look behind them. But running the country's affairs needs both a hindsight and the present and also the future. They need to be forward-looking, or else we will be facing serious challenges, and the golden opportunities will be lost. In my documents, we have this. If we have time, in the second part, we'll explain what the status quo is like. I mean, we cannot waste even a second. Even 1 minute should not be wasted.
Yes.
The future history of Iran will write a tale for us.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. The next candidate, candidate number six, Mr. Qazizadeh Hashemi. Yes.
In the name of God, let me continue with my plans. I spoke about the stock exchange market and with the establishment of Salam government. The case of fraud in the justice shares will be dealt with. We have a plan for employment and creation of job opportunities, so half of the youth would find job opportunities in the first 2 years. And also, I will complete vaccination till 22nd of Bahman, and people above 70 years of age, they will receive free medical facilities in economic and public diplomacy. In public diplomacy, economy will play a focal point, and we're going to have a foreign minister who has an economic background, and also will try to teach skills in the educational system. We will eliminate the university entrance exam. Now, speaking of cyberspace, it's a matter of governance. If we need an electronic government, if we want to develop digital economy and also have transparency and combat corruption, and if we want to control the modern issues and have startup jobs and also have virtual businesses, all these depend upon cyberspace. We should not limit cyberspace in the field of health, agriculture, and so on. Cyberspace plays an important role. Salam government protects the rights of all people and will protect the rights of even those who do not cast any ballots. Salam government seeks to restore the rights of teachers, nurses, librarians, and soldiers, and the ranking of teachers, and employment of 350,000 teachers in the next 2 years. Sometimes people say that we hope that one day we would get up, wake up in the morning, and see that the 8 years have been just a dream and has come to an end. This nightmare is coming to an end, and we are the ones who to make a decision to put an end to this path and not be repeated again.
Yes, thank you very much. The next candidate who is going to express his criticism is candidate number three, Mr. Hammadi. Yes, please, the floor is yours.
Thank you. I want to continue the points I was making. In these debates, we see that people in the rural areas have no place. When the advisor of Mr. Raisi is going on his campaign from every city, Mr. Jadli, on motorbike goes to different places, he's insulting, actually, people in the villagers. How should we expect it? I mean, Mr. Jadli's advisor, the way he looked at peasants, it was the same way that Mr. Jadli had regarding civil servants, as if to use the word peasant or villager is something humiliating. We shouldn't have this kind of approach, just like a lord and the people They don't even give you the right price to purchase the wheat. So because some people have given all of those to rent seekers, I have a comprehensive plan for rural areas and rural economy. In that plan, I guarantee that your wheat and agricultural produce will be purchased at the day's fee, not the imposed fee that's been prevalent. We'll have silos and big warehouses to for agricultural produce, and we'll also offer them to the stock exchange so that you won't have to sell them at underprice to middlemen. Mr. Raisi a few days ago said that the Central Bank of Iran is not able to lower the interest rate, but I will, with the help of judiciary, I can. We should ask them why it wasn't lowered so far. And Mr. Raisi, the economy is different from prisons and the courts. Interest rate and inflation conditions, if you lower that, then the those who are receiving pension funds, the elderly people who are getting the interest fee from the bank, how should they go on living? You need to think about and look at the root causes that needs to be tackled. Our economic governance is improper. We cannot run the country like this, like a prison. It's different. There are lots of subtleties and complexities in running the country. Mr. Azizadeh Hashemi said last time that I will respect women more than you. And my headquarters, the one who has my headquarters, is a lady. But a lady that's working at your headquarters, is she not the right person that said that Bill Gates is going to kill 15% of the world population by the COVID vaccine? Is this the kind of mentality you want to run the country with? So I will use the best experts in the country and who have had successful records in order to tackle the issue of COVID-19. Vaccination will be free and applied all across the country until the end of the year. Transparent COVID-19 mechanism will start the first month.
Thank you very much. Let's choose the next candidate randomly. Candidate number four, Mr. Raisi. Yes, you have 3 minutes to express your criticisms. The floor is yours.
In the name of God. If I were not here as a candidate, what would have the candidates say? It's good that I'm here, and they are all addressing me, and this is not something bad. In the debate, one presents his plans and presents reports. The people are listening, and they have seen my performance. I don't know whether you are upset about me or the people. The people are not willing towards you. Take a look at your performance. If you have doubts, go to the people and ask the people. This is not very complicated. Why are the people upset, those who have problem for coming to the polling stations, to the ballot box? Why are they upset? What has this government done with the people, the youths and the producers? The banks are doing, acting in different ways. One is as a 35%, 46%, 18% of interest rate. I did do the follow-up. We asked the judges to act on the basis of what has been announced by the central bank. The country has certain regulations. There should be a framework to operate. In this way, the producers were supported, and it led to the supporting of producers. This has been a simple task. The producers are shouldering a heavy burden regarding cyberspace. As I said, the people know that I give an honest promise, and wherever I have been, I've actually said something in an honest manner. There has been no filtering. As soon as I became the judiciary chief, what matters today is that there should be access to internet, and the access to internet must be facilitated even for needy people. It's like electricity and water. from the very first day I came to the judiciary, I said that the people must speak in cyberspace. Why are you poisoning the climate? If you want to bipolarize the situation, that will not happen because the people know me and know my behavior, and you're acting in an unfair manner. No daily was closed. No media was limited, and we have acted
Thank
on the basis of our beliefs.
Let's choose the next candidate. Candidate number one, Mr. Jalili, the floor is yours.
Well, I want to tell our people that when we are talking about unemployment, inflation, housing problems, and they need definitely to be addressed. So the way we have our look at the next 4 years, and it's opportunity-based, with the routine running of the affairs of the country, this won't solve. I mean, we need a leap. We need optimal use of opportunity.